Welcome to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us with Brandon Handley. Because you're already great at everything else, why not fatherhood too?
PJJ Report with Brandon Handley. Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, voice of a generation of fathers to give a damn. I'm leaving the BJJ, Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. A little less wore out today. We did some King of the Hill, which is where it's kind of do round robin passes go and whatnot. A little less winded this time than just pure going at it. But I wanted to let you guys know that if you're part of the Fatherhood for the Rest of Us group, you already are aware. If you follow Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, the business page at all, you're probably already aware. But I want to make sure that anybody really knew that this week I'll be starting to review, and you can just tag me, and we're just going over this book, The Kasdan Method. It says something for parenting the defiant child. Look, guy was American president of the American Psychology Association. It's got 40 plus years in it. Bases everything he's doing in there off of off of science. It's not that he's just coming up and winging it, and he's been trying this thing for 3 or 4 months, and causation, correlation, yada yada. He has done it. The methodology developed it over the past 40 years, and we applied it at our household, the Handley household, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, Motherhood for the Rest of Us, Meg Handley, Brandon Handley, voice of a generation. All of us, we did that over, I think towards the end of last year. I'd taken his course in Coursera called The ABCs of Parenting. The ABCs are antecedents, behaviors, and consequences, which is where, hold on, black cat, try not to hit it. Consequences can be good was a revelation for me. And so you want to set up the antecedents, that's the approach. You want to shape their behaviors. What would you like your child to be doing? Not necessarily so much not what you want them to be doing. Don't stop doing this, stop doing that. Because listen, guys, when the mind hears, don't do this, don't do that, the mind doesn't hear the don't part. The mind just visualizes. I used the example this morning of talking to Finn, who was on the couch. He had his shoes up on the couch, and not a big deal. I just didn't want his shoes on the couch, and I started to say it. The words were coming out of my mouth. What was that? That was my hair. The words were coming out of my mouth where I started to say, get your feet off the couch. Instead, I said, please put your feet on the floor. Because listen, if I give him a picture, all he sees is, oh, my feet are on the couch. Okay, that's what he hears. He doesn't hear don't. He doesn't hear, take your feet off of there. He doesn't hear anything else. So it's the same thing with adults. Right? What I loved about this book was just how much it impacted me in my own life. What I took away from this book was how much, and I was already getting onto the train of thought of how much what we model in our lives as parents and the influence that it has on our children is the number one influence in their lives. As an influence, it's not the only influence, but it is the premier influence on our children's lives, and you'll find that in the book. The other things that you find in the book is why punishment is not actually that effective. And what I love about the book is that he doesn't tell you to not punish anybody. He just gives you all the details. Says, hey, what I found to be astounding personally was that 90% of American parents spank their children, young children. 90%. 35% go on to take it to pass that, pass just the spanking. 35% to this day and age continue to go past spanking to something more, because what happens is that he identifies in this book is that we find ourselves if we put a punishment in front of our children, they adapt to it almost quicker than you're able to up the punishment. And where's that going to lead if your form of punishment is spanking? And then not only that, what are you modeling to your child when you attempt, and I use the word roughly, to discipline your child by spanking them? Well, what do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to turn around? Like, if we had spanked Finn, he'd probably turn around and be spanking his older brother. And we would spank Finn for spanking his older brother. We say, we don't hit in this family. And that would go round robin. And that's what he talks about in the book. And it goes into so much more detail. There's so much more in this book, guys. It talks about a type of point system. If you have used a type of point system before and you found it to be ineffective, it's not that point systems are ineffective. It's just the point system you used was most likely an ineffective one. I highly encourage that if you're not able to join me, I'll be on Thursday at lunchtime. So Thursday at noon, EST, I'll have a Zoom webinar. I'll just post it public. I was just going to do it for the fatherhood, but I don't want to leave this to just fathers, because this book is very well done. His course is very well done. You can take it for free again on Coursera. It's called The ABCs of Parenting. The point system we used half-assedly. I mean, he even says it in the book, like, you can use this system. And not half-assedly, we put effort into it, but you can use it and achieve results. I actually learned more. We hear about positive opposites in a lot of the self-development, personal development, self-dev space. Where I learned about that first personally came from this book, The ABCs of Parenting. And it's just so effective, because when we're teaching this to our children, we have to ingrain it into ourselves, so we actually, again, mold ourselves into the person that we're effectively trying to shape our children into. So it is really a win-win situation when you begin to internalize a lot of these behaviors, modalities, and you can apply them just like you apply any of these other things. You will find a lot of the same framework systems and ways of behaving. You'll find this in sales training. I mean, it is psychology, right? You'll find it in sales training. You'll find it in peak performance training. You'll find it. It's all the same stuff. Is basically what I'm getting to here. However, if you would like to see how it would apply to your life as a parent with your children, let me know. I'll be going over probably the first third of the book, give or take, and I'll be going over it, and I will be welcoming dialogue for those of you who have read the book. Otherwise, I'll be asking for commentary, honestly, to be held till after, just kind of discussing what has been found in the book. And this is nothing that I'm coming up with on my own. This is 40 years of just study after study after study and learning what works. And I can guarantee you guys that this has long-lasting benefits well after you stop the systems. We did maybe 1.5 to 2 months of using the system, the point system, the gift system. I think we spent about $50 in dollar store toys. And we did a couple of different events, like just went to the Science Museum for some of the coup de, you know, the ends, right? The coup de noir, right? The pinnacle of the story. Again, I can't say that I recommend the book a lot. I'll be sharing it. The lives will be available later for review. If you can join, I would love to see you. If you're a father and you're looking for more resources for fatherhood to adjust your mindset, get yourself to where you want to be, get your family life to where you want to be, all things, like if you've ever seen some of those growth charts, that, you know, one line is going to lift the other. And that's what's going to happen in Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, should you choose to join. It's welcome all fathers. And I'm going to go ahead and cut out. If you haven't caught the podcast as well, Father Hood for the Rest of Us, head on over there to iTunes. Subscribe. Listen. Leave a 5-star rating if you love it. Leave a 1-star rating if you absolutely despise it. And if you absolutely despise it, you know the drill. Share it with your friends. You hate it. Let your enemies know. Let your enemies know. Who are these people with your nice... Try not to. There you go. Nice riding the bike. Very good. Well done. Well done. All right, guys. That is it from Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. I hope you guys all enjoy the rest of the evening. This has been brought to you by Shell Shock. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's been an awesome night, guys, and we'll catch up with you later.